Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisort, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The votes are in from Tuesday's nonpartisan St. Louis primary. Treasurer Tashara Jones will face Alderwoman Kara Spencer in the April 6th general election. Jones led the race with 36% of the vote. Spencer got 30%. Lewis Reed finished third with 25%. Andrew Jones got 9%. Turnout for the election was 22%. More than 44,000 voters showed up. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens considers a political comeback. Our partners at the Post-Dispatch report Greitens expressed interest in running for U.S. Senate. Fellow Republican Roy Blunt holds that seat. Greitens blasted Blunt for failing to adequately support former President Trump. Greitens resigned as Missouri governor in June of 2018. A woman accused him of sexual misconduct. In St. Louis and state investigators probed his former charity, The Mission Continues. St. Louis County has received 2,000 doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The St. Charles County Health Department has received 500 doses. They will be given out this week by appointment at the Family Arena. St. Charles County is also moving forward in Tier 3 vaccinations, which includes nearly 12,000 teachers and school staffers. Five county high schools will become vaccination sites. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, the chill is in the air this morning. Some places will stay above freezing through the morning commute. This afternoon, highs will reach the mid-60s with sunshine. Then over the next several days, temperatures waver a few degrees here and there, but not big noticeable differences. We must look beyond the 7-day to find any rain.